Welcome back. Welcome back. It's finally here, the return of the Home Cooking Sports Podcast. This is episode 93. Got Cope in the building, got Los in the building, got Cal in the building. Say what's up to the people.
We back like good crap.
Boats and hoes.
Man, oh man. It's been, shit, how many months? It's been about
15 years.
Yeah, right. Man, we are back, man. Glad to see what y'all. I want to shout out to our listeners. And I'm not afraid to say it. I don't know. We got a big influx of audience members, but our last episode that we recorded and posted, which was July 6th, it just shot up. So now that episode by itself has over 55 listens.
That's what's up.
When we first posted it, I would say by the end of the month we had maybe like 12 or 18, something like that, in that range. But now it's up 55. I just kept getting notifications and emails saying like 4 new listeners, 5 new listeners at the last few days. So that's when I was like, oh man, we got to hurry up and get back at it. And then the Kyrie news broke. So I was like, oh shit, yeah, this is a sign that we got to get back at it. So I want to thank everybody. If you've listened to us in the last few months, sorry for the delays. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on, but we're going to take care of business. We're going to get back to this thing. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. We're going to get to Super Bowl later. But we got to talk about Kyrie. By now, you know that he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. The trade is now official. For a minute, they were saying that Dallas was trying to engage another team to do like a three-team trade. I think they were trying to get another player. But now it's official. So Kyrie is going from the Nets to the Mavericks, along with Markieff Morris. And then Mavericks have sent Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, and some picks. Now there's news that the Nets are not done, that there's rumors that they may try to trade KD for another player. Right now there's rumors swirling that the Celtics may try to swap KD for Jaylen Brown. I've seen that the Phoenix Suns are trying to do something with the Nets as well, trying to get KD. I'm hearing they may try to ship out CP3 and a couple of other players for KD.
Come on, bro.
So I don't know. If I'm the Nets, I don't know what they're trying to do. Because in my opinion, they got some young guards that can run with KD. Okay, all KD needs is just some youngers to run with. That's honestly all he needs. They're trying to make it more than it has to be, in my opinion. Like, we all agree KD is a walking 30 piece. You know what I'm saying? So he just needs some players that's gonna rebound, that's gonna play some defense. He just needs some young guns to run with. That's all he need.
But man, he don't want that. We know what Chuck said, and it he not the bus driver.
I don't know, bro.
He gonna want out, you know what I'm saying? He gonna want out too. And nobody tried to do it on their own.
Man, I mean, shit. Cam Thomas, the way he cooking, he may be an option. I mean, Dinwiddie, he not a slouch, man. Dorian Finney-Smith, he's the definition of a wing 3 and D. I mean, so he's not gonna give you a lot of points, but I mean, he gonna give you some defense. I don't know, bro. I just feel like if I'm the Nets, okay, you got rid of Kyrie. Kyrie, of course, is talented, but you know, the whole relationship with the Nets, that is sour. He went out. You got rid of him in a couple of days. You got KD. You got some players, man. Just let these let them play and see where it goes, bro. Like, all this trying to trade this, trade that, trade this, trade like, no.
Another thing is Bender. You know what I'm saying? Bender, other major piece that's.
Yeah, they're going to figure out what they're going to do with Ben.
Based on what I've heard, of course, with the way Ben Simmons' contract is set up, along with his on-court performance, Ben Simmons is stuck, and they are stuck with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade him.
Yeah, he has no trade value at this point.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to trade for him?
You could trade him for Pat Bev. What about it?
Pat Bev, I don't know. The Nets organization, man, for they're just never satisfied, and I just feel like they're in shambles. Like, you know, back when we can go as far back as when D'Angelo Russell had them, you know, in the playoffs and he making an all-star team because of how they were playing. Got rid of that squad. You know what I'm saying? You end up with, you know, KD and Kyrie. And then they were real deep at one point. LeVert, Dinwiddie,
Jared Allen.
They had great pieces. It wasn't enough. They felt like they still needed more. So then you get rid of your depth to pick up James Harden. And then in turn, that don't even work out. He goes immediately. And now Kyrie's gone. And KD wanting to trade, to not wanting to trade, to wanting to be there, not wanting to be there. Like, Steve Nash gone. They wanted Steve Nash. Now he gone. Like, it's at this point, I mean, I think you do get rid of KD. And you got to blow it up and figure out what your identity is going to be and then run with it.
KD just signed that extension.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, fortunately for them, because KD is who he is, somebody gonna eat the contract. You know what I mean? So they just gotta find the suitor, get what you can get, and just start over. And I mean, right now it's looking like you need to surround yourself with players that's gonna complement Cam Thomas.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of all that. All the Seth Curry, get rid of all that, man. Besides the young, Claxton, Thomas. I guess you keep them with him and just trade him, I guess.
Katie is 34.
Yeah.
So when the new season starts, he'll be 35. Man.
So if you Phoenix, you got to push for him. Because Phoenix, they just like, their little window opportunity is, you know what I'm saying?
To me, it's gone, but KD will give him another shot.
The team that something ain't right with the team, or they need to go and do that.
So if you Phoenix, what are you offering?
Definitely getting rid of Chris Paul. As many picks as necessary. Kind of want to keep, if possible, Booker, Bridges, KD, and Ayton. Want to keep that dynamic.
So you
anybody else can go.
You giving up Cam Johnson?
Yeah.
Chris Paul,
mm-hmm.
Jay Crowder. The Ayton thing to me is interesting.
He might be the locker room problem.
Yeah. But my thing is, if you trade Ayton, who's going to be your big?
Yeah. Then they gonna have to be bringing in old heads to see if they still got it. DeMarcus Cousins, Dwight Howard,
McGee.
McGee. Although he with Dallas,
they already got one. They got Bismack Biyombo.
So that's why I keep it. I try to keep 80 just for that purpose only.
Yeah, man, I don't know, bro. I don't know what the Nets are doing. All I know is if I worked for the Nets, if I was a vice GM or GM, I'm saying, look, we made the trade. We got a couple pieces back. We got some picks back. Let's run it with who we got. Claxton is playing better. We got Joe Harris back. Seth Curry's hurt right now, but when he gets back, he's another shooter. They probably need another big man. They shouldn't have let Drummond go, to be honest.
Nope. Drummond had a hell of a game today. Hell of a game.
So,
like the Detroit Pistons Drummond type game today.
Don't they got TJ Warren?
Yeah, TJ Warren been playing all right, too.
Yeah, him and Royce O'Neal.
So, that's what bothers me about these teams, bro. It's like, bro, that's what's bothering me about the Lakers. They have a halfway decent squad. They just got to figure out the rotations. And niggas got to stay healthy. And they just got to play better defense. That's it.
Do they really have any defenders on the Lakers outside of Patrick Beverley, though? Like, perimeter defenders? They don't really have anybody.
I think Russ can play solid defense.
Well, I mean, past that, they ain't got no perimeter shooters. Like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't even scoring the ball.
What's Slim name?
Besides Thomas Bryant, that's their best shooter. He a big man.
And that's crazy because he damn sure wasn't doing that for the Wizards, but
nah, Rui been playing all right too.
Oh yeah, he has. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, they did pick him up, and he has.
That's the thing. They got a lot of young dudes, so they got to figure out their rotations.
Yeah, Russ gonna be gone next year.
Yeah, right, yeah. This is Russ last year there, but I mean, yeah, they really don't have any perimeter defenders. But I don't know. I was looking at the Western standings, and like I was saying earlier, the Nuggets are the best team in the West right now. But outside of Jokic, don't nobody on that team really scare me, just because they up and down. Michael Porter Jr. is a good player, but he's always hurt. Jamal Murray is a decent point guard, but he's up and down. He'll give you 30 one night and then don't, you know what I'm saying, barely score the next night.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been hot lately.
Right, yeah, he's been cooking right now.
Lately he's been hot.
But when them playoffs start and them niggas is playing every other night, then you start to see, you know what I'm saying, who really got the longevity, the go. Memphis, they play horrible from time to time. They run a terrible losing streak. They don't scare nobody. The Kings are playing well, but they still really young.
But yeah,
they are going to have good home court advantage, because remember when the Kings was in the playoffs with Weber and them, their stadium gets loud.
Mm-hmm.
The Mavericks,
they got watched out for matchups. Like if they get, all right, let's just say if they end up six, you can stand. So State Park will take that.
Right. But that's the thing with Golden State. Steph is going to be out for like a month. Yeah. So then that leaves what, the Clippers, the Suns, Timberwolves, Pelicans.
Clippers ain't doing shit.
Yeah, that's
Pelicans.
They just got to get healthy. Everybody has taken turns being hurt with them. Of course, Zion out right now. B.I. been out. McCollum has missed a few games here and there. Got to keep that core on the floor.
Yeah. The Jazz, they started out good, but they've been slumming lately.
Yeah, they ain't doing good.
Trailblazers, they really don't got much, you know what I'm saying, outside of Simmons. Other dude, Simons, he's kind of up and down. But so they another team that got a lot of young boys.
And yeah.
Thunder got a lot of young boys. So I'm saying, it's like, to me, if the Lakers sneak in there, they could possibly do some, but they got to just stay healthy. And as far as the Mavericks go, now, you know what I'm saying, Luka and Kyrie got to establish some chemistry. And like we all said, is it going to work? Because Luka is ball dominant, and so is Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Christian Wood down there. You know, he going to want the ball. And then you got Tim Hardaway. He going to want to shoot. So that's going to be another one. Like, they're going to have to figure that out before, you know what I'm saying, before the playoffs start. So, I don't know.
You didn't mention Minnesota, though. That's a sneaky little team right there, too. And they've been trying winning without Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, because they better like that. They ain't got two.
Right.
You can't play that stuff the ball no more, son. It ain't going to work.
Yeah, when Towns come back and him and Gobert together, it's a mess.
It don't work. You can't do it.
But there was rumors that they may trade D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I did.
He was down there cooking the last couple games, though.
I said, it's not. It's like I said, the team I hate with one big man who performed. They're too big.
Yeah.
That's done. Not in the NBA. You can't do it. You can't do it at all. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. Not in the West.
So, are there any other moves y'all think? Because I mean, I was telling y'all earlier, I seen so much stuff about the Raptors trying to make a trade. The Raptors trying to basically
get something.
So. I'm hearing they're trying to get rid of OG Anunoby. I'm hearing that they've been having talks with other teams about Van Vliet, about Gary Trent.
They're going to make a move because that team, if they're running this course, you know what I'm saying? It's over. But they won the ship. They was decent last year, but it's not working no more.
Yeah.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
And then they could end up with nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? All their contracts over.
Yeah, there. Everybody could walk. Yeah.
You just got to pick somebody to keep and then try to build around that one. I don't know who that person would be because really all them. All of them is like twos and threes. Y'all can be like a two, Van Fleet like a two, three, yeah, eight, three. With Scotty Barnes, nice though, actually.
Yeah, he just needs to be a little more consistent.
Yeah, they could kind of build around, you know. I mean, it just depends on what you could get for. I mean, they ain't winning nothing this year. I trade both of them. I trade Siakam and everything. Depending on what I could get. If I'm getting peanuts back, then not. But if I could get something decent, yeah.
I think Siakam could work on Phoenix. If they can't get KD, they trade Siakam. And they work with Phoenix.
What do you give up? So Jay Crowder is going to be part of it. That's no question.
Yeah, Crowder.
Crowder, I guess Crowder and Ayton in that sense.
Yeah, because Toronto does need a big man. Because Siakam be playing center, but he's not a center. That may work though. Crowder and Ayton. For Siakam and probably a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, Toronto may even send over like Gary Trent.
You said Crowder and Ayton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't got them trading Ayton.
Nah, I'm telling you, the coach, they be butting heads all the time.
Only if they don't really speak. I think that's their problem right now. I mean, I like Hope said, I think their window closed for real, but I think that's their problem, the coach at Aiden.
It was button heads before you got that contract.
Yeah.
That's why I don't even understand why they signed him back. Because the Pacers, they signed him to a joint.
Yeah, but then they matched it.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
Last second they did. Him and the coach ain't speak about it. Like, they never talk.
Right. It was weird. But yeah. But it's a trade deadline is on Thursday, so we should know some more. But I don't know, man. If I'm boss, I'm not giving up Jaylen Brown.
No. Like, they're prone for a deep run, like already.
Yeah, it's like just run it back. I don't understand what they're thinking, bro. Just run it back. Went to the finals last year. It don't look like the Warriors going back unless they can get healthy again. I don't know.
And where's Wiseman? Is he in the D League? Where's Wiseman?
Wiseman ain't what we thought he was going to be. He's
a bust.
Yeah.
Should have because of that system, he's just some shit. I haven't really been saying it too many games when he actually ain't playing.
He could fit in the system. I don't know. He ain't really developing. He's the same player right now. I mean, I know he got hurt, so he's probably trying to get accustomed like to that and everything. But now he's the same guy.
He a little slow. He can't really keep up with the offense. Like Kuminga, Kuminga, he could pass and cut, and he be fitting in. Like Wiseman can't really do that.
Yeah. Any other basketball news y'all want to talk about? Anything basketball related y'all want to talk about?
No, I pretty much cover everything. Interested to see how the like playground style selection goes for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
That's about it. And of course, Bron about to break the record.
Yeah. We 38 points away.
Mm-hmm.
38 points away.
You got to do it against Milwaukee. That would just be, fitting.
Yeah, because they said Kareem going to be there when they play Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying? There's endless debates about who the best, whatever. But, I mean, I'm not saying he the best of all time because he break the record. But all I'm saying is, once he breaks that record, bro, it's like he got to be in your top five. You ain't got to put him number one.
Top three for me. He's top three.
Yeah, he got to be up there. You don't got to put him number one. You know what I'm saying? I know how niggas get about. How about Jordan and shit? But, bro, he got to be. I say this. He got to be in your top five. He has to be in your top five.
I mean, LeBron. He's talking about LeBron. If he not nobody's top five, they tripping. I mean.
But the shit I be seeing, Los. Niggas be saying wild shit, yeah. Bro.
You know, I be feeling like how I feel about LeBron. You know, I know that.
Right,
but I can't sit here and say, oh, no, LeBron ain't top five. He top five? LeBron's top three to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's top three. I don't like the nigga off what he did. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story. But he's still top three.
Yeah.
I don't say he can fall out of three, though.
Bro, you'd be surprised what I be seeing on the internet, bro. You really would be surprised, bro.
The biggest argument that I see on the internet is Kobe being like top three.
I thought I Kobe was. Who's the second? I thought Kobe was in the top three.
For me personally, it's the three is Jordan, Bron, and Kareem. You can order it however you want to, but for me, those are three.
Yeah. Okay.
My three, Jordan. I always go back and forth between Kobe and Brian, but if for argument's sake, let's do Jordan, Kobe, Brian, Magic, and Kareem. That's my top five.
I know Jordan, but I'm gonna break the record. So I can be biased all day and say Kobe, but I'm just gonna give him. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give Jordan, Brian number two, Kobe, Magic.
Shoot, sir.
I'm gonna go Bird.
Fuck Bird.
No Bird.
Y'all gotta go Jordan, LeBron. Magic, Kareem, Shaq.
Yeah. Man, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, I don't know, dudes just be speaking because for some reason they just have on the internet, they have this deep seated hatred for Brian, but I just don't see how you don't put him in your top five. Honestly, for me, like y'all said, I don't see how you don't put him in the top three. But just for argument's sake, I say, all right, he got to be in your top five. He's not in your top five. It's like, I don't even want to talk basketball with you, bro. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And niggas always go back to the whole, well, he lost whatever in the finals. It's like, bro, I'm talking about just as a player.
Mm-hmm.
No player has put up these type of numbers in their 20th season. No player has done that, bro. He's still playing, you know what I'm saying, at a high level in season 20.
Yeah, I saw, like, he's averaging more than one of his MVP years. And, of course, I know the circumstances are different. Right. The fact that he's doing it at this age, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, man, I just, you know, say people gonna have their opinions, people gonna say what they say, bro. But it's like, if you don't have him in your top five, I don't even think we need to even have a conversation. He's about to break the record for points, a record that's stood for over 30 years. Well, he's like, what, number seven on assists all time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought he was ahead of it.
He broke Mark Jackson's record. Oh, he passed Mark Jackson, and I think he... Did he pass Jason Kidd yet?
I feel like he did.
Whoever was like beside Mark Jackson was beside Mark Jackson by like three assists or something like that.
Okay, so he probably passed whoever that was.
Oh, LeBron is in fourth place on the assist list.
That's crazy. He passed
Mark Jackson and Steve Nash.
Yeah, I bet Steve Nash. So ahead of him is Kidd, Magic, and Stockton, I believe.
That's crazy.
Let me see real quick. Yeah, Stockton, Kidd, Chris Paul, LeBron James.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul got that joint fast.
Stockton got a number that would never be caught.
Yeah, that's a fact. I don't think nobody catches Stockton. CP3 got 11,271.
How many Stockton got?
15,806.
Damn. And LeBron at
what? Shout out to Karl Malone. yeah, LeBron got 10,351.
Well, I never catch Stockton and assists. Also, his steals joint something crazy like that too, though.
Yeah, fam. So, but yeah, see, tomorrow, well, by the time y'all hear this, Tuesday, he's playing against OKC. And then I think Thursday is against Milwaukee. So it's lining up. It's lining up that he's going to do it against Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay. They said their tickets is like ridiculous. Like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, like most Milwaukee tickets ever been in Milwaukee history.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Oakley, OKC, he might get it against 38. He could drop 38 against them.
Yeah. So John Stockton, his steal jump, he got 3,265. Second place is Jason Kidd with 2,684.
Yeah,
so
nobody,
that's another one that ain't gonna get caught.
Yeah, nobody guessed
that. Hey, one to watch though. Michael Jordan is third with 2,514. Chris Paul got 2,499.
Mm. Yeah, he'll catch him.
LeBron is actually ninth in steals. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you play 20 years, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, not no funny about Chris Paul, but I mean, he the same way. Like, they were great players as well to go with it. But if you great and play that long, you are gonna break records. You have no choice.
Oh yeah, definitely. Damn, Klay Thompson got 33 points already.
I mean, look at Karl Malone and John Stockton. Both of them played like 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm taking Bird up my top five. I got Steph Curry. I forgot. My bad. Got Steph Curry number five.
Yeah, once Steph and KD and them get, I give them another couple of years till we start talking about, you know, their all time, where they rank.
So like if Luka was to somehow, I don't got Luka playing till 38. But he could shatter records though if he was to play a long time. Like I said, I can't see him playing a long time though.
Yeah.
I mean, Luka, he definitely gonna that point, them points and assists. Well, I mean, boards too. He towards the end, he'll be up there.
Yeah.
So James Harden and Westbrook, they not gonna last. They on their last honey barbecue wing. So they,
yeah. Westbrook, he's 22nd on the steals list.
Yeah, the fact that Westbrook is coming off the bench now, it's gonna be tough.
He'll look different for another team next year. I think it's just like I said, for him and Harden, for how they play. If you lose a step, it's a drastic step.
For sure.
They're going to be this generation's Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, Byron Davis. They're going to be this generation's now.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, our picks, and then we're going to get into some random items. So we'll be right back. All right, we are back from our break. So now we're going to get into this NFL talk. Super Bowl is this Sunday. As you know by now, Chiefs and Eagles. I'm just going to get right to it. Who y'all got, man? Who y'all got holding up the trophy at the end of the night? Can't hear you, Cal.
My homeboy. I think it's gonna be a good bowl though. It's just like a good little matchup.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
I got the Eagles.
Yeah.
I feel that pass rush is about to, you know, get on Mahomes' ass. It's going to look like how they look when they played. That was the Patriots when they lost the Super Bowl, right?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah. So they have the same type of pass rush when it comes to that front four. And it's going to be harassing that nigga all night.
Yeah. So I was looking at the playoff games again. I was also looking at past Super Bowl winners. They all had a great pass rush. And Philly's defensive line is nasty. They got a lot of players. They got a mean rotation. They got about 7 or 8 good defensive linemen, and they're quick and they're fast. I mean, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. If you listen to the show, you know how it is with me with the Cowboys. But much as it pains me to say, man, I really think the Eagles may end up pulling it off. I say Eagles by 3. I think it's going to be that close. Like you said, Kai, it's going to be a good game, though.
It's going to be one of them come down to hopefully not a penalty, but it's going to come down to like a key play at the end or something like that. Key touchdowns and shit like that. But I just, man, I can't. Y'all know, man, I can't go against my homie, man. I can't do it. If he's going to be the GOAT, like, he got to start winning these joints, you know what I'm saying? He dropped one against Tampa. We could give him that. He lost against the GOAT, but he can't keep losing these joints, you know what I'm saying? You don't get too many of them.
Right.
I mean, in his case, he didn't even go like even 3 now, but still. you don't get too many of these signs. We got to make them count. Made it count.
Yeah, man. If you wanted the best, then you definitely gotta come through. That's one thing he gotta do. But it's gonna be interesting.
If anybody is gonna somehow get close to Tom, right now it looks like he got a chance. So he got his lot winning these joints. If not, yeah, Tom's gonna hold that record.
Yeah, definitely. It should be a good game. Both teams got good offenses. I think Eagles do have the edge is their defense. Their defense is a little bit better. The Chiefs defense has improved. But the Eagles definitely got the better D line. Secondary is more aggressive. Linebackers are fast. So yeah, they can get pressure. But if the Chiefs offensive line could hold up just a little bit to give Mahomes some time, you know, it definitely could be a long night for them. So,
the thing with the Chiefs defense, I ain't gonna say they bad. They not a bad defense, but they not great. They opportunistic. You know what I'm saying? They gonna play up to the game. You know what I'm saying? That's that's how they win. You know what I'm saying? How many AFC championships they've been to straight now? So, like I said, they gonna play for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
To be the more legit defense, but. Is their offense gonna click? Not saying that their offense is gonna be clicking, but you know, in some games they win, they don't really be clicking like that.
Right. Yeah, man. So I don't know, man. Of course, I would like to see the Chiefs win because you know the Eagles in our division, but I just think, just by me looking at it, unbiased opinion, and just looking at it as a sports fan. You know, somebody's trying to analyze and see the angles. I just feel like the Eagles just hold a slight edge because of the defensive line. And you know what I'm saying? Mahomes should be 100% by the time the game starts, but you know, he was running kind of gimpy on that ankle. So that's another factor too.
If he any type of hurt, yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah. So but yeah.
The Pro Bowl was still done. You know what I'm saying? It was still done.
I didn't even look at it.
It was a little bit better. It was a little bit better, but overall.
How many games they played?
I think they played 3 games. But then they had like the little skills units and shit like that.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that with the quarterback shit. I seen Derek Carr now. So I ain't watching this, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. What was you about to say, Kyle?
They still got messed with the All-Star Weekend. They still got messed with the NBA.
Nah.
All-Star Weekend, yes.
Yeah, I mean, even with the shitty dunk contest, hopefully this year dunk contest, hey, but.
Have they named the contestants yet?
No, I ain't seen no contestants for nothing yet. I think they announced that this week, but.
Now, I was going to say, speaking of Derek Carr, you know, it's pretty much already a set in stone that he's not going to be with the Raiders once free agency starts. So, who do y'all think going to make a move for him? Where do you think he should go?
Houston.
He said Houston.
So this is right up the Commander's alley.
You know? Yeah, I was gonna say the same, bro.
Like this is something they would do. But I don't know, man. They might be stuck at Carson Wentz, so I don't know.
No, they might got a little sour taste of it because they had Wentz. They don't wanna have to pay that, you know what I'm saying? Pay another veteran that same type of money and then the nigga don't pan out again. There was rumors that Howell was gonna be the starting quarterback coming from the offense. Coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they know.
I don't know how true that is.
They know what they think. So,
I was thinking for Derek Carr, the Colts. I could see the Colts making a move for him.
Yeah, that's right up their alley, too.
Yeah.
But they're going to draft somebody, though.
The Colts need to draft somebody. They've tried the last three or four years to get a QB. They need to draft someone.
But man, they got like the fifth or fourth pick too. That's why if they do get Derek Carr, I'd be surprised. But
I mean, you could bring him in for like a year, but then you got to get the, you know what I'm saying, your rookie QB. They got to go for a QB and have him just kind of, you know what I'm saying, sit behind Carr for a year. Depending on how they do, haven't played at the end of the year just to get some reps. But yeah, they can't keep thinking, okay, well, this is gonna be our QB. You know what I'm saying? Nah, they gotta draft somebody. Another team I was thinking of now, since Tom Brady announced that he's retiring, is maybe Tampa Bay. Maybe.
Yeah, that might be the best move.
Yeah, it might be the best fit for him. The team right put together at this point.
Right. They just a QB away.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what they need. They can't win it. They're not going to have no good enough draft pick to get someone.
Right. So that may be another option, too. And then I did see Devontae. Of course, Devontae Adams was trying to, you know, talk up Aaron Rodgers to Las Vegas. I mean, Rodgers is still under contract, but there's been rumblings that Packers may be ready to move on. Try to get something done with Jordan Love, so they would probably have to trade him.
Yeah, but at this point, Jordan Love is getting old too. So if they gonna make a move, they got, you know what I'm saying, bust that move ASAP.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this would be the season to do it. Like you, yeah, because I mean, it's been at least 2 or 3 years since they drafted Jordan Love, right?
Probably like damn, yeah, probably going to the fourth year, nigga, like 26.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Rodgers / Brett Favre all over again. It's the same exact thing. Aaron Rodgers might go to the Jets. So it's the same exact thing.
Yeah, because his old coach with the Jets now.
It's the same exact. Like, Aaron Rodgers ain't played until like 24, 25, something like that. The same thing.
Trying to think some other QBs that they was talking about. That may be it. It's a decent draft class for QBs, but it's not the best. But yeah, a team like Houston, a team like Indy, they got to go ahead and just at least draft a QB. It may not have to necessarily be the first round, but they got to bring in somebody. just to see if they could work. To be honest, I wouldn't mind if the Cowboys drafted the QB this season and like in this draft from like the fourth or the fifth round. I just feel like they need to get a QB that they a backup that could, you know what I'm saying, play well.
I don't want to talk about them dudes.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I don't know if it was a rumor or not. They said that Trayvon stopped following the Cowboys on social media.
Yeah, I saw that.
That might just be something, you know what I'm saying? Social media hocus pocus.
Yeah. Oh, really put too much stock into that.
Jimmy G, another QB that's probably gone. Probably gonna go to now.
Yeah, he's probably good as gone. And I could see him going to a place like the Jets. But yeah. So it's gonna be a lot of QB movement and stuff. I was about to say something, but yeah, overall, man, I think a lot of these teams that, oh, I was going to say, they said the Cardinals are having a hard time finding the head coach because nobody wants to coach Kyler Murray.
Well, we can always make a trade, get Kyler over the Cowboys and take that.
Man, I do not want Kyler Murray.
Well, the other part is you're not even going to have him for a year, so you got to come in. Play with random Joe anybody, stink it up, you know, like you're not even gonna have it.
Yeah, I don't know. The things that I've seen for Kyler Murray is just it seems like he just don't really he's not reading defense as well.
Man, for one nigga, little as shit, right? He's super little, but at the same time, like, there's no consistency on the Cardinals. Like, they don't have no identity. They don't know if they're a running team. They don't know if they're a passing team. Like, there's no identity there. And then by Hopkins being, you know, hurt and not playing, you know, because of the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyler got hurt because he felt he had to do more. You know what I'm saying? What he would regularly do. So I don't know. Like I said, once they let go of Hopkins, I don't know who else they have back. Like, who else they have a receiver? All your receivers a little as shit. You got Hollywood Brown. He's like 5'8". And he's same height as Kyler. You got to think of Rondale Moore. He's the same height as Kyler.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I don't know.
AJ Green, he announced he's retiring. I mean,
he's done. Like, who else do they have?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So the Cardinals might have to go ahead and just blow it up.
That's crazy. I don't know. Like I said, hopefully Cowboys make some type of decent move in the offseason, but, you know. You know, I don't got his winning shit anyway, so I don't even matter. I don't got no faith in you guys.
I will say this. As far as draft goes, this is a good draft for a defensive back, and this is a good draft for wide receivers. There's some fast wide receivers coming out. So... Cowboys desperately need a fat. We need speed.
We definitely need that, but we got the nigga Turpin. We didn't even put him in on offense.
Yeah, he's
no way. Come on, bro. No end arounds, no reverses, no flies, no nothing. Like,
yeah. But I want to see us get somebody who can stretch the field, bro. Like, I'm tired of these. You know what I'm saying? Like. I mean, CD Lamb can, but you know how it go, man. By week three, they're going to be double teaming them. So we need somebody to stretch the field. Maybe Gallup.
Man back there, I don't know. He's watching. He be throwing the ball to any like anybody behind a nigga, underthrowing people. Like niggas be having people beat you, underthrow it. Like,
yeah. I think Dak's problem is the when can you think of a time when you seen Dak like throw the ball away? Just throw it out of bounds.
I've seen him do it a couple times, but it seems like most of the times that he's doing that, he could actually, you know what I'm saying? He could have scrambled for a couple of them.
Right. Hours.
Like, use his legs. I'm not, like, I could say, okay, maybe because he got hurt, he ain't trying to use his legs as much. But he wasn't using his legs before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, come on, you're not Tom Brady slow. Like,
man, it's just like, if you go back and watch our games from Dak's rookie year, it's honestly, it's like two different people. Like, he just made better decisions. And I don't know if it's because our offensive line was better, our running game was better then. I don't know, but he just looked so much more comfortable. Now, it's like you can see it when you watch him. Like, he's thinking too much. Yeah, he just needs to play. And I think he also needs the receivers that he can trust. Now, maybe Gallup wasn't running as well because, you know what I'm saying, he just coming off of ACL tear. But maybe another year with Gallup, maybe Gallup get back to form. Because when Gallup was, you know what I'm saying, was healthy, he was our burner. But
crazy because he's not even fast.
Yeah, but he was getting, you know what I'm saying, he was getting down probably, the field.
Yeah, he probably got, you know, pause. He got a long stride. Like, he break out. He, you know what I'm saying? He stride his way in front of you, but that pure speed, like, he's not about to just and then
be gone.
Yeah, be gone down the field. Like, that's what we need for real.
Yeah, something like, imagine if we had a player like who can get down the field like Waddle.
But how you good? You don't think Turpin can do that though? Like, you don't think he can like stretch the field a little bit for the Cowboys in the slot? Like, I know you can, if you put him in there for a whole season, or just say an off season, train him up, work him up, he get in the slot. I could think he'd be more effective than a Cole Beasley. Like,
yeah,
because you do have that speed to, you know, get matched up against a safety or a linebacker at times, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's quick. I guess I got to see him more at receiver. I mean, I like him at kickoff and punt return, but I got to see him more at receiver.
That's what I said, but we got threat. We got him. We need to test it out some, like some. I say he got to be the go-to role point of the offense when it comes, you know what I'm saying, short yardage or try to stretch the field. But damn, like, he might be the fastest nigga on the team.
Man, but here's the crazy part. We got a rookie who we drafted this past season that was supposed to have been our speed guy. He barely got on the field. I don't know what happened to him. I think his name was Tolbert. He barely got on the field.
What happened to the linebackers we drafted? All the fast niggas that we drafted, nigga, that was from Michigan, I think.
Couldn't get on the field.
Can't get on the field. Like, I don't know. I hate talking about that team. It's looking mad.
I don't know, man. Supposedly, you know, we're making changes with coaching. They're bringing in McCarthy's taking over play calls, and he's bringing in guys that he wants. So hopefully they can make some changes. But like I said, we got all these players, and they can't even get on the field. But then you watch other teams, they got like a 7-8-man rotation at D-line, 5-man rotation. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we do stuff like that? Like, just
terrible.
Keep players fresh. Like, you got Michael Parsons playing like every single down. He tired. So, I don't know, bro.
It's terrible, man.
Definitely got to make some changes. Before we wrap it up real quick, y'all want to talk about BMF?
Yeah, 840.
Yeah.
Man, yo, man, Pops, man. Pops. Like, he don't. Do we know that the white bitch got back?
Yeah.
I went to sleep on the one before this one. I ain't see her get back, but
yeah, she got back.
So he Kirk.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, yeah. Why is he he's calling looking for you in that move. He punched the wall and shit.
Yeah, he did punch the wall. And Pops, yeah, Pops got to be one of the funniest characters on TV right now, bro.
Bro, he don't want no handouts. And that's some pussy guy. That's crazy.
But nah, though. How Pops, you know what I'm saying? Ain't had no money for nothing. But your man Pops had a knot, though.
Well, he gave me some crazy, too.
He gave him some crazy, like, it's so funny. He gave him, like, a knot.
Be mad at the wife
You can even buy his daughter underwear and bra and shit. Like, he got Kirk. Do you open a line of credit, Nate? Going back to work, right? Like, that joke thing, he missed a fix doing these little oddball ass jobs. Niggas paying his ass and apples and motherfucking compliments and shit, right?
Excellent.
Well, I can't take your money. You struggling, nigga. So you can't take what you going? What you over there for?
Right. You want shit for free?
Yeah, man. Because you wanted the sex. That's why. Right? You wanted the ass. You ain't over there for no reason. You ain't taking the money. What you over there for? All that you could have been driving the car.
Man, he's been trying to do your thing from the video. You could be living sweet if you just, man, take the money from me. But you want to keep, nah, man, I don't want that drug money.
What time Meats paid for the house you living in? Or didn't Meats pay for the house?
He tried to pay for everything, but nah, didn't Pop stop the check or something? He did something crazy.
He tried to live off Terry joint. That's why.
Oh, you're doing insurance.
No, your man Pop's funny and shit. But nah, Lamar, your man Lamar. That's how I know this joint job like fake. Like, you knew the nigga Meeks lived out all this time, bro. Terry, all them niggas lived all this time. You ain't doing nothing to nobody in that house.
Right.
That's the first place I would have went.
You could have been there, but
come on, bro. That's the first place I would have went and tried. Come on, man. Terry still lived there. Why is Terry still in high school, though?
Yeah,
like, that's throwing me all the time. Why is he still in high school?
Yeah, he's still
doing
in high
all this.
Man got a car service job selling dope.
And still in high school.
Messing with the grown ass lady at the insurance place.
Come on, bro. We supposed to be 15, 16?
I don't know how old he's supposed to be.
I think he's supposed to be.
Because Meech older than him, right?
Yeah, Meech older than him by like a year.
So Terry must be like 17, bro.
Yeah, I think Terry like 17.
And Meech don't live, and y'all know Meech don't live nowhere. I know that, right? Yeah, I noticed that he don't live nowhere, bro. Mm-hmm. Even in a record store or a bitch house. He don't live nowhere, bro, on the road. He don't live nowhere.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Me, I like love it. Be Mickey hot.
Man, you be Mickey super hot. Super hot. Man, that's crazy. My man keep pressing him out. That's crazy.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Make you wonder because, you know, in the real story, the real B. Nicky said, yeah, man, they got Detroit, man. I ain't never seen them since.
Yeah, it got away from your hot ass. That nigga hot as shit.
Yeah. Hey, nah. The episode when they went to Atlanta, bruh. Why would Meech let Terry roll dice like that? Yeah, this nigga is like slept. No, you not. Dog, we on our last what? He said there's on our last $1,000. Why are you letting the man put all that money on a fucking dice game, bro?
Meech was sad, man. Like, yeah, that's what you heard it.
Them niggas eating all Coney dogs.
Like, Slim, they only got $1,000, bro.
Crazy, bro. That's show, man. I don't know. Like I said, 50 Cent, I know he probably had a little disagreement with Stars, so he didn't know how that shit was going to go. So he's put that documentary shit out first before the second season came out, but he shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, he shouldn't have did it.
He shouldn't have did that shit, bro.
He moved off emotion. Yeah, that shit. Because this shit is definitely wild.
Come on, say it's like a straight line, man.
Yeah, that's all this is at this point. Like, I'm just watching to see what my man Lamar do. If he gonna go back, double back, spend the block, hit the big jump. You know what I'm saying? See how he gonna act now, like.
Oh, he half dead. He can't even. He can't even really twist his back, but he already killed the nigga with bare head.
Yeah, Lamar is.
Yeah, he pressing shit out.
Lamar is Michael Myers at this point.
Yeah, he's pressing shit out.
Yeah, who colossally does.
Man, he getting free fries and all that at the little restaurant joint. It's on the house. Lamar? Like, damn. And the chili dog, all the work's on it. Like, damn, they eating good.
They gobbling some glizzies now. They
yeah, what? Strawberry sodas.
Like you said, the leaf in them, all they eating is Tony dogs. They like glizzy eating in Detroit.
That's so crazy at this point, but I'm just waiting for Power to come back on. Just waiting for Power to come back on, bro. Kane and Jones was disappointment this season.
Yeah, hey, we talking about to come back on too.
Yeah, it's the last season of the Wu Tang joint.
Oh yeah, that's at the end of this month, right?
Mm-hmm. My man Bumpy Johnson got going in the game.
Yeah, when the ass, you been watching that shit on Epics.
Yeah.
They supposed to be coming out with a movie, Bumpy Johnson movie.
So man, if half this shit true that's going on in this show, we should have for real, Denzel should have played him instead of Frank Lucas. Like he tried like all the way Malcolm X muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And he job like currying the mob, like he really currying Bonanno, all the niggas. You know what I'm saying? Currying them. Like I said, I know all of it ain't true, but if half this shit true, like I said, it's like he seemed like he would have been better for the coach than Frank Lucas. Frank Lucas not even in this joint. His wife said. He wasn't all that with Bump.
Yeah, they said Frank Lucas like really not who they portrayed him to be in the movie. They say he really wasn't even like that for real.
So where they're at in history right now, Malcolm X has got poison and alcohol. So he about to get waxed. So.
Okay.
There's no Frank Lucas yet, though. There's no, like, Frank Lucas has nothing to do with Bumpy Johnson. There's been no, yeah, Frank, come do this with me. There's no regulation of Frank Lucas at all.
No.
So, yeah. So Bumpy. He died in like 68, so Malcolm died in 65, so he got 3 more years. But like I said, right now there's no Frank Lucas at all.
Okay.
But it's heavy him and Malcolm X, though. Like, yeah, his people is all the way gone. And Malcolm X house, yeah, all that.
But wasn't Frank Lucas under Bumpy Johnson for like a good minute?
That's what Frank Lucas said. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga probably lying like shit, man.
Bumpy Johnson's wife, so she was alive until like she lived a long time, but she said after American Gangster came out, yeah, that was a lie. He wasn't with Bumpy Johnson like that.
Frank Lucas' ass was a snitch anyway. Right. Nigga snitched on everybody.
Here we go, I find them niggas too much. All them gangster niggas.
lot of New York
niggas be hot. Yeah, they be extra hot. Soon as they get caught up, niggas done made millions of dollars, and they get caught and they want to snitch. Like, bro, just take do your time. You had your fun. You was, you know what I'm saying? Multi-millionaire for years on end, and pay no type of taxes.
Man, this
nigga
was
told over. Oh, he was terrible. He might as well. Die. Well, he was the original.
Man, I used to be hot for no reason, bro.
That's why Meek's the best to do.
Yeah, yeah. I will say I after watching the documentary, I got a lot more respect for them.
Oh, he took like hundreds of people to Mexico, like on him, rappers all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is the GOAT, dog. Like,
ain't told on nobody. Shit, even one cuz shot him. He ain't tell on him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I definitely respect that.
You never heard a number on his money. Like, they had endless feet. You never heard, yeah, man. He's making this money today. Nah, never heard that.
Right.
You heard Meek dead, they was going to Magic City. That's what you heard.
Hey, but Slim, after watching the documentary, I was like, yo, what's up with Diddy, bro?
Going up.
You notice, Sean, he got a lot of shit with him, bro.
Man, he going up,
a lot of people die around Diddy, bro. Like, a lot of people. Not even off no music shit, like no rapper. I'm talking about just like, you know what I'm saying? His security and shit.
And that crazy enough, like, how you put the meat on, like.
Yeah.
For nothing. You drinking the best drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you can't ask for nothing better. Like, how you get mad at him?
Crazy. To this point, somebody gets shot outside the joint. Your bodyguard.
But you thought, you, like, how you think y'all was going to shoot, like, kill me? Or how y'all think that was going in Atlanta?
Bro, if I was anybody in the music industry, I'd stay 100 feet away from that nigga, bro. Something up with him, bro. Something is seriously up with him, bro.
I want to say Diddy was on a trip to Mexico.
It was wild. Yeah, I definitely, after watching the document, I do got a lot of respect for them, bro. Like you said, they probably are the best to do it. In fact, they had, you know what I'm saying, they had operations in almost all 50 states. You know what I'm saying? I definitely respect that. Hopefully.
Nah, y'all helped to Frank Matthews?
Mm-mm.
They said that nigga's the biggest drug dealer in the world, and he got away. Nobody know where the nigga at. Nobody said somebody say biggest drug dealer in the world. Look him up. Google that nigga.
Frank Matthews.
I think he's probably from North Carolina or some shit like that. Biggest drug dealer in the world. Outside, you know, like Pablo Escobar and them niggas, but
right.
He got away. Like, nobody know where he at. He just disappeared. CIA can't find him. FBI can't. Nobody can find him.
Damn.
He got away with all the money.
He probably somewhere lamped up, chilling.
What? He probably got an island somewhere.
I do.
No, don't you need one of them little private planes to land on?
Frank Matthews. All right, I'm going to look him up. Man, you really sit back and think about like all these stories of all these drug dealers and kingpins. Like, yeah, how much drugs goes around this world, bro? Like, it's crazy.
And it would be wild with me. Y'all had this whole operation, and y'all moved this operation and ran this operation for so many years to accumulate all these millions and millions of dollars, million, three, 400, 500 million, $600 million, and then get caught like until somebody told on y'all. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's what I don't understand. Like, what the fuck was the police doing? These niggas say used to have lines outside the old New York gangster store, they used to have lines like. To buy the drugs, like nobody seeing this shit, like every day.
Bro, I think the police just let him.
It was with the shit, bro.
Yeah, they let him sell it as long as it was in black neighborhoods. But once it started making it to the suburbs, that's when they intervene. Or if it got like extremely too violent, like, you know what I'm saying. But man, they let a lot of that shit slide. But it was so like, you think about like the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and how much drugs was going around, bro. All these kingpins. It's wild.
The niggas from the jail. That's another thing. Meech and them, like, with Terry already home. You know what I'm saying? Meech should be home soon. Like,
mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't need, I mean, they did. But I guess Terry did. Well, Terry ain't even do shit.
Man. Yeah, me should be home a couple years, hopefully.
Everybody else, that's you know what I'm saying, on their level, yeah. They'll see them again.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing on up. Appreciate y'all for coming through. Appreciate the audience for listening. We are back. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Well, we probably do another show before then because the trade deadline is Thursday. So if ain't no major trades go down, you probably won't hear from us till next week. But if something major goes down, like if KD gets traded or something like crazy that we're not expecting, we'll definitely come on in and talk about it and chop it up with y'all. We do appreciate y'all for coming through. As always, check us out, Instagram, Facebook, and all that good stuff. Until next time, peace and love, y'all. Stay safe out there, and we will catch y'all on the next show. Peace.